Welcome to Zichu Daf Siman, member by Avram Goldhar, and here Maseches Maot Katan, Daf Yadol, the third parak El Megalchim. The third parak has been generously sponsored, Liyu and Nishmas, Yitzhak ben Kama Moshe, and Daniel Noam ben David. May their neshamas have an aliyah. So the three dubs are going to focus on number one. The opening mission of the third parak begins on Daf Yud Gemal Mabes and states, the El Megalchim b'mod, and these people may cut their hair on Chol Mod, and list, Habama Minas Hayam, Mabes HaShivya, V'yotzi Mabes HaAsurin. One who's come from overseas, or is freed from captivity, or is let out of prison, among others. It continues with the Eilam Mekapsim Emoed. These are the people that may launder their clothing on Chol Hamoed and brings a similar list. The Gemara has Ushar Kol Adam, my time Asurim, and all the people, why they're forbidden to do so, and answers that it's like a mission in Tainus that states, Anshe Mishra, Anshe Mamed, Asurim Lasapro Chabes, Ubechamish Mutarim Bifnei Kavod Shabbos. Anshe Mishma and Anshe Mamed are forbidden to cut their hair and launder their clothing, but on Thursday of their watch is permitted because of Kavod Shabbos. Rabbi Barakana said in Emer Belazar, the reason is, Kadeshu Ikansu Mishmartan Kshehen Menuvalim, in order that they should not enter the week of their watch when they're unkempt. So to hear, hair cutting and laundering are forbidden in Chol Hamoed so that people should not enter the regal when they are unkempt. Point number two, the Gemara states the Mishnah is not like Rabbi Yehuda, for it was taught in a Braisa. Rabbi Yehuda says, Habam Midina Sayam Oigalech. One who comes from overseas may not cut his hair, Mifnei Shiyatsa Shul Barashus, because he traveled not with the permission of others, but rather he left voluntarily. Rashi explains that because he left on his own accord, it's not considered an onus, someone who is compelled not to cut his hair. Rav explained that there's no disagreement between the Chachamim of our Mishnah and Rabbi Yehuda, or shoot, if he went out to travel the world for pleasure. They agreed that he would not be permitted to cut his hair. And if he went out, lemazonos, for the purpose of seeking a livelihood, everybody would agree that it's mutter for him to cut his hair when he returns on Chol Hamoed. They only disagree when he went out to make a profit. Rashi explains that this person was wealthy and went out to earn even more. Rabbi Yehuda compares in the case of Rashut to travel the world and forbids him to cut his hair, and the Chachamim liken him to Lemazonus, to one who travels for the purpose of seeking sustenance and permit haircutting. And point number three, the Gemara states regarding Avelas, Avel ein noeg aveluso beregel. An Avel does not conduct himself with Avelas during the regel, but the Pasuk states, V'samachta b'chagecha, and you should rejoice in your festival. I Avelas demakarohu, ase ase de rabim v'dachi ase de yochid. If it's an Avelas that began before the regel, the mitzvah's ase of the public, referring to rejoicing in the chag, comes and is docha the mitzvah's ase of the individual. And if the Avelas began during the chag, la'ase ase de yochid v'dachi ase de rabim. The ase of the individual, referring to the Avelas, does not push off the ase of the public, referring to the rejoicing on the chag. Rashi explains that rejoicing on the Chag is considered an Aseh of the Rabbim because the whole nation celebrates the Chag. So once again, the 3 points are number one. The opening mission of the third parak begins on Dav Yud Gimel Amabes and states, Ve'el Megalchim B'mod, and these people may cut their hair on Chol Hamoed and list, Habam Minas Hayam, Umebes HaShivya, Ve'yotzi Mebes HaAsurim, one who has come from overseas or was freed from captivity or was let out of prison, among others. It continues with El Mekapsim B'mod. These are the people that may launder their clothing in Chol Hamoed and brings a similar list. The Gemara asks, Sharka Adam, my time Asurim, and all the people, why are they forbidden to do so? And answers that it's like a Mishnah in Tainus that states, Anshe Mishra, Anshe Maimad, Asurim L'Sapro Chabes, B'chamishi Mutarim Mifnei Kavod Shabbos. Anshe Mishma and Anshe Maimad are forbidden to cut their hair and launder their clothing, but on Thursday of their watch, it's permitted because of Kavod Shabbos. Rabbi Barakana said, in the name of Rabbi Lazar, the reason is, Kadeshu Yikansu Mishmartan Keshen Munuvalim, in order that they should not enter the week of their watch when they're unkempt. So to hear, hair cutting and laundering are forbidden in Chol Hamoed, so that people should not enter the regal when they are unkempt. Pointing to the Gemara states that the Mishnah is not like Rabbi Yehuda, for it was taught in a Braisa. Rabbi Yehuda says, Habam Minas Hayam Lo Yigalech. One who comes from overseas may not cut his hair, Mipnei Shiyatsa Shelo Berashus, because he traveled not with the permission of others, but rather he left voluntarily. Rush explains that because he left on his own accord, it's not considered an onus, someone who was compelled to not cut his hair. Rav explained that there's no disagreement between the Chachamim of our Mishnah and Rabbi Yehuda, Lashut, if he went out to travel the world for pleasure. They agreed that he would not be permitted to cut his hair. And if he went out from his zonos for the purpose of seeking a livelihood, everybody would agree that it's mutter for him to cut his hair when he returns on Chol Hamoed. They only disagree when he went out to make a profit. Rashi explains that this person was wealthy and went out to earn even more. Rav Yehuda compares him to the case of Rashut, to travel the world, and forbids him to cut his hair. And the Chachamim liken him to Lemazonos, to one who travels for the purpose of seeking sustenance and permit haircutting. And point number three, the Gemara states regarding Avelas, Avel eino noeg aveluso beregel. An Avel does not conduct himself with Avelas during the regel, for the Pasuk states, V'samachta b'chagecha, and you should rejoice in your festival. I Avelas demikarahu, ase ase v'derabim, v'dachi ase diyokin. If it's an Avelas that began before the regel, the mitzvah's aseh of the public, referring to the rejoicing on the chag, comes and is docha the mitzvah's aseh of the individual. And if the avelis began during the chag, will aseh aseh diyochi, v'dachi aseh derabim, the aseh of the individual, referring to the avelis, does not push off the aseh of the public, referring to the rejoicing on the chag. Rashi explains that rejoicing on the chag is considered an aseh of the rabim because the whole nation celebrates the chag. All right, so now we go to our siman daf yud dalet, and our standard siman is a yud, a hand, and we often use a juggler as the siman. So here goes. The chol amo, a juggler performing for a freed prisoner who is getting a nice haircut, who sat next to a businessman with unkempt hair, who just returned from an overseas business trip, didn't see the avil enter the room and join the festivities. Once again, in slow motion. The chol amo, a juggler, juggler, that must be on daf yud dalet, yud. The chol amo, a juggler performing for a freed prisoner who is getting a nice haircut, which reminds us that haircutting and laundering is permitted on a chol amod for certain people, such as one who comes from Medinas Yam, someone free from captivity, and one who is free from prison. But for everybody else, it's forbidden so that people shouldn't enter the regal when they are unkempt. So the chol amod juggler performing for a free prisoner, who is getting a haircut, who sat next to a businessman with unkempt hair, who just returned from an overseas business trip, which reminds us, in terms of permitting haircutting and laundering, for someone who returns from Medinas Yam, Rav Yehuda and the Chachamim agree that if the trip was merely for pleasure, then the person is not considered an ones, and it's forbidden. And if he left for mizonos to provide sustenance, it's permitted. The only disagree in the case where a wealthy businessman left to increase his profits. Rav Yehuda holds that it is as if he traveled for pleasure and forbids haircutting and laundering, and the Chachamim hold that it's like someone going for sustenance and permits those activities. So, the chol amo, a juggler performing for a free prisoner, who is getting a nice haircut, who sat next to a businessman with unkempt hair, who just returned from an overseas business trip, didn't see the avil enter the room and join the festivities, which reminds us, the Gemara states regarding avelis, avil einu noag avelusa beregel. An avil doesn't conduct himself with avelis during the regel, but the pasuk states, v'samachta bechagecha, and you should rejoice in your festival. The asi of avelis does not push off the asi of the rabim, referring to the rejoicing on the chag. So once again, the chol amo, a juggler performing for a freed prisoner, who was getting a nice haircut, who sat next to a businessman with unkempt hair, who just returned from an overseas business trip, didn't see the avil enter the room and join the festivities. All right, now it's time for a four blah back chazara. Daf Yud, so the Simmer Daf Yud is a minion of Yidden. So here goes. The minion of Yidden, that must be more Daf Yud. The minion of Yidden wearing messed up hems that they sewed on Chol HaMoed, which reminds us the Mishnah stated ahead Yod Tov for Kedarcho. A layman may sew in his usual way during Chol HaMoed. The Gemara in Ardaf has what's considered a layman, and the Yeshiva Rebbe Yana answered, whoever is unable to skillfully pull a needle of stitches through the fabric at the same time. But Yossi Bar Chanina said, whoever cannot form a straight hem on the bottom of his garment. So the minion of Yidden wearing messed up hems that they sewed on Chol HaMoed had time to go out to the field to collect some large twigs for the Shul's Chol HaMoed bonfire. Which reminds us, if one only takes large twigs and leaves the small ones when clearing a field, then it appears his intentions for gathering wood to fuel a fire, which is permitted on Chol HaMoed. But if he takes both the large and small twigs, then it appears that his intention is to clear the field so that he can plant, which is forbidden. So the minion of Yidden wearing messed up hems that they sowed on Chol HaMoed had time to go out to the field to collect some large twigs for the Shul's Chol HaMoed bonfire, because their shops were closed over the chag for merchandising. Which reminds us, Rav has said in his 8th ruling, any amount of merchandising in Chol HaMoed is prohibited. Rav Yossi Bar Avin said, but in the case of a loss, it is permitted. Rashi explains that if the person will have a loss if he does not sell it on Chol HaMoed, but where a loss is not prevented by selling it specifically on Chol HaMoed, it is forbidden. Daf Yudov. So the Simmer Daf Yudov is stars, like the 11 stars in Yosef's dream. So here goes. The handyman from 5-star layman repairs 5-star stars. That must be more Daf Yudov. The handyman from 5-star layman repairs who put together a railing made of palm and laurel branches on Chol HaMoed, which reminds us in the next Mishnah states, Osi makel gagol merpeses maise hedyot avol maise uman. We may make a railing for a roof or a balcony in the work of a layman, but not the work of a craftsman. The Gemara asks, what is considered maise hedyot? And Rav Yosef says, behutz v'dafne, with palm branches and laurel branches. A braisa tata can be done by piling stones on top of one another and not cementing them with mortar. So the handyman from 5-star layman repairs who put together a railing made of palm and laurel branches on Chol HaMoed and used their silent large saw to fix a door lintel, which reminds us there was a contradiction between our Mishnah, which said repairs can be done on Chol HaMoed, provided they weren't intended to be done then, and a Mishnah of Maaseh Sheni that said until the days of Yochanan Kohen Gadol, the hammer would bang in Yerushalayim, which implies that only until his days working with tools was permitted, but afterwards it became prohibited. Three answers are given, one of them being our Mishnah is dealing with large saws, which produce no noise, whereas the other missions deal with axes, which make noise. So, the handyman from Five Star Layman Repairs, who put together a railing made of palm and laurel branches on Cho'amoed, and used their silent large saw to fix a door lintel, got a call to help a distressed man who had just turned over his olive to suppress them when he suddenly became a novel. Which reminds the Gemara notes that the opening mission of the second parak began with a case of mourning and concluded with what to do in the case of Cho'amoed, and never came back to what should be done in the Velus. Rav Shishi Breda Rav Edi said that this tells us that things are permitted during Cho'amoed are forbidden to do during a Velus. Rav Ashi disagrees and says the Mishnah is presenting the halachos in the form of a Roma boy. It's not necessary to state that the malacha is permitted during a Velus in the case of financial loss, since the prohibition not to do malacha is only the Rabbanan. But even during Cho'amoed, when the prohibition against malacha is a deraisa, but Makom Seda, Sharu Rabbanan, in the place of financial loss, the rabbis permitted the malacha. Daf Yud Beis. So the Sim Daf Yud Beis is 12 brothers. So here goes. The 12 brothers, 12 brothers. That must be one Daf Yud Beis. The 12 brothers who contracted a non-Jew to build them a mega treehouse outside the Tchum, which reminds us. Shmuel said, Mekabli kibos betocha Tchum aser. The rule for entering into a contract to complete a specified project is that if the work is to take place inside the Tchum, it's forbidden to enter the contract with non-Jews if they'll perform it on Shabbos. For a Jew might see them and suspect that they were hired for work on Shabbos. Chutz l'tchum mutter, if the work is for outside the Tchum, then it's mutter to enter contact with non-Jews even if they'll perform work on Shabbos, for no Jews will see them. But the Gemara brings additional qualifications for even work done outside the Tchum. So the 12 brothers who contracted a non-Jew to build them a mega treehouse outside the Tchum saw his Kusi cousin, who kept some halachas and not others, hanging around on Cho'amoed, which reminds us, Rav Chama Bar Guri said in the name of Rav, Hilchus Mod ki Hilchus Kusim b'halacha. The laws of Cho'amoed are like the laws of the Kusim regarding deciding halacha. That just like the Kusim, if they observed one specific mitzvah, it didn't apply they observed a similar mitzvah. So too regarding Cho'amoed, we cannot say that one kula in the halachas for Cho'amoed can serve as a basis for another kula. Abai said, we have a tradition, Hilchus Mod ki Hilchus Shabbos, that the laws of Cho'amoed are like the laws of Shabbos. Yesh mehen patur abo aser, yesh mehen mutter l'chadchila. For some of them, the person is patur from punishment, but the act is forbidden, and some of them are completely mutter. So the 12 brothers who contracted a non-Jew to build them a mega treehouse outside the Tchum saw his Kusi cousin who kept some halachas and not others hanging around on Cho'amoed. So they schlepped their heavy beams into the house because he was a known thief. Which reminds us, the next Mishnah states, Amachnis an peirosav mifnei al-ganavim. On Cho'amoed, a person can bring his fruits into the house because of thieves. The Gemara brings a brisa that taught, Ubavad shiachnisim betzino toch beso, provided he brings the fruits into his house in private so that no one will see him and assume that is generally permitted to do so. Rav Yosef had some heavy beans that could not be left outdoors, and he brought them into his house during the day. He explained that daytime can be considered doing it in private, for if he did it at night, he would need additional men and torches, which would also be noticeable. Daf Yud Gimel, so the Simmer Daf Yud Gimel is a bar mitzvah boy. So here goes. The bar mitzvah boy, that must mean we're on Daf Yud Gimel. The bar mitzvah boy decided to take his deceased father's earnings that came from working on Cho'amoed, which reminds us on the bottom of Daf Yud Beis on base, Rabbi Yirmi asked Rabbi Zera, Kiva Malakta B'moed B'meis, Mao Sheiknes Ubanav Achrav, regarding someone who scheduled his work to be done on Cho'amoed and then died, did the Rabbanim penalize his sons by making them forgo the payment from his forbidden work? Rabbi Yossi Bar Kania said that we have a tradition regarding Shemitah, that if one improved a field during Shemitah by fertilizing, which is also the Rabbanan, and then died, his son may sow it in the year after Shemitah. So we see from here that in the case of the Rabbanan, the penalty is against the person, not his money. So too, in the case of work done on Cho'amoed, the penalty is against his father, not his money, and therefore his son would not be penalized. So the bar mitzvah boy decided to take his deceased father's earnings that came from working on Cho'amoed and use them to pay workers who had nothing to eat. Which reminds us, the next Mishnah states that we may not buy homes, slaves, or animals on Cho'amoed, el letzorach ha-mod or letzorach ha-mocher, she'en wu ma-yocho, unless it's to provide for the needs of the mod or for the needs of a seller who does not have anything to eat. Rav asked Rav Nachman, Schar pu'ula she'en wu ma-yocho, mahu, what's the law regarding paying wages for work on Cho'amoed to a worker that does not have anything to eat? Rav Nachman answered that the phrase she'en lo ma'yochal, that does not have anything to eat, comes to include schar pu'ua, the wages of a worker. So the bar mitzvah boy decided to take his deceased father's earnings that came from working on Cho'amoed and use them to pay workers who had nothing to eat, who were busy outside helping covers cut figs with straw. Which reminds us, the third mission on the Daf states, Machapines Exios Bekash from Yudah Aymer Af Ma'abin. We may cover cut figs with straw to protect them from the rain. Yudah says that we may even make it thick. The Gemara brings Malchokas Amarim regarding what the terms covering and making thick refer to. All right, now it's time to conclude the pop quiz of 10 questions plus three bonus questions from previous Masechtas. Number one, which stuff do you learn that any amount of business is prohibited on Chol HaMoed? That's on Dav. Yud. Good. Number two, which stuff do we learn that one is allowed to bring fruits or beams into the house on Chol HaMoed if one's concerned about thieves, provided they try to do it Betzina? That's on Dav. Yud Beis. Good. Number three, which stuff do we learn that if one worked on Chol HaMoed and then died, his son may keep his earnings? That's on Dav. Yud Gimel. Good. Number four, which stuff do we learn that an Avo is not Noah Gavelos on the Chab because the Pasuk says, V'samachta b'chagecha? That's on Dav. Yidah. Good. Number five, which daf do we have a Malchus Tanakhim review regarding what is permitted when it comes to covering cut figs on Chol HaMoed? That's on Daf. Yud Gimel. Good. Number six, which daf do we learn that one may sell to sellers and pay workers who have nothing to eat on Chol HaMoed? That's on Daf. Yud Gimel. Good. Number seven, which daf do we learn that the laws of Chol HaMoed are like the laws of Kusin? You cannot derive one from the other. That's on Daf. Yud Beis. Good. Number eight, which stuff do we can discern that one is collecting wood for a fire when he's only collecting the large twigs, not the small twigs? That's on Daf. Yud. Good. Number nine, which stuff do we have whether the halachas of Avelos are more chamur than the halachas of a Chol HaMoed or not? That's on Daf. Yud Alf. Good. And number ten, which stuff do we that the source for Ein Ma'arvin Simcha B'Simcha is learned from the dedication of the Beis HaMikdash? That's on Daf. Tesk. Excellent. Now the three bonus questions. Number one, which stuff do you know that Shlomo Melech was not counted with the three emperors that ruled the world because he also ruled over the upper worlds? That's on Daf. Yud Alf and Megillah. Good. Number two, which stuff do we have a Melchokas if a chick hatched on Yantiv is Muksa? That's on Daf. Vav and Be'ah. Good. And number three, which daf do we learn the person should suffer together with the tzibur like Moshe Benu did during the Mechama with Amalek? That's on Daf. Yid Alf and Tainus. Excellent. That concludes today's shir. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldham. Zichu wishing you a great day and great learning.